Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1146, where we ask the most intriguing trivia on the internet. Let's get started with a straightforward round. The category, Cousin It, with it in quotation marks. Here's the first question. What term refers to a person serving in place of another, perhaps as a teacher? The answer is a substitute. On to the second question. What term describes a group of three, religious or otherwise? The answer is a trinity. Now the third question. What term denotes the state of living alone, perhaps for an extended period, such as 100 years in a fortress? The answer is solitude. Here's the fourth question. What is the term for a coarse-grained igneous rock composed of quartz and feldspar? The answer is granite. And the fifth question. What term refers to reparation made by giving compensation for loss or damage? The answer is restitution. To recap, the answer was restitution. Now we move on to round two. The category, poetic feet. The first question. Which term for a poetic foot, an unstressed syllable followed by a stressed one, ironically has the reverse pattern? The answer is iamb. Moving to the second question. This term refers to a type of spoken stress pattern in poetry. It's derived from the Greek for finger, and can also be found after ptero. The answer is dactyl. Next is the third question. What term refers to a poetic foot of two unstressed syllables or a costly type of victory? The answer is pyrrhic. The fourth question. This term for the poetic movement that included Keats and Byron is an example of an amphibrach. The answer is romanticism. And here's the fifth question. What is the first line of the song That's Amore, a fine example of verse written in anapests? The answer is, when the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie. Now for round three, the category, the Evolutionary War. Here's the first question. What term refers to random changes in genetic material that can assist in evolution, often to the dismay of those who prefer order? The answer is mutations. On to the second question. In 1995, Alabama Governor James Folsom Jr. mocked evolution theory by imitating this type of animal, whose name means to imitate. The answer is an ape. Here's the third question. Thus, from the war of nature, from famine and death, the most exalted object, the production of the higher animals, directly follows. This is the final paragraph of a famous work by which scientist? The answer is Charles Darwin. Now the fourth question. This prominent religious figure surprised many in 1996 when he told the Pontifical Academy of Sciences that evolution was more than just a hypothesis. The answer is Pope John Paul II. The fifth question. In 1981, a law in Arkansas called for balanced teaching of evolution and this contrasting field of study. The answer is creationism. Now let's move on to round four, the category, all around the world. The first question in this round. This gigantic three-quarter dome, known as Montreal's Biosphere, was designed by which American for the city's 1967 expo? The answer is Buckminster Fuller. The second question. When visiting this Vatican Basilica, you might want to purchase a ticket to the dome, which includes a guided tour. The answer is St. Peter's Basilica. The third question. A national park in Australia gets its name from basalt columns known as what? The name being reminiscent of a component of a certain musical instrument. The answer is organ pipes. The fourth question. In which village, settled by the father of the author of The Deerslayer, can you find the Baseball Hall of Fame? The answer is Cooperstown. The fifth question. When visiting Mont Saint-Michel, you should be cautious around this substance, known as sables mouvant in French, which is often portrayed as more dangerous in films than it really is. The answer is quicksand. And now, for the final round, the category, the Johnny Gilbert Blues, with blue in quotation marks. Remember, the category is the Johnny Gilbert Blues, with blue in quotation marks. The first question. This line is from a song that Johnny might have sung as he left the building. You can knock me down, step on my face, slander my name all over the place. The answer is blue suede shoes. Remember, the category is the Johnny Gilbert Blues, with blue in quotation marks. The second question. This line belongs to a song that Linda Ronstadt might brace herself for. I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind, I'm so lonesome all the time, since I left my baby behind on. The answer is Blue Bayou. Now the third question. These lyrics could serve as the theme for Captain Fantastic 2. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder, under the covers. The answer is, I guess that's why they call it the blues. The fourth question. Complete this line from a crystalline tune. I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it isn't true, and don't it. The answer is, don't it make my brown eyes blue. The fifth question. This 1968 classic features the man in black, Johnny Cash. My mama always told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns, but I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. The answer is Folsom Prison Blues. Thank you for tuning in. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.